Oh, it was a hard day. I was working uphill most of the day. You know, if you're looking for a positive, we extended his pitch count. His first pitch strikes were way low, 4 out of 17. He only had one inning return, 3 pitches less than 6-3 ball counts. So it's a long characteristic of Steve. And that being said, spring training, there's pushes, there's shoves to it. There's all kinds of different things that come at you. He wasn't able to establish his fastball, and the breaking pitches were a little short, so we'll move on.
You said when we talked about Cervelli that you guys were going to do more back-picking. Diaz gets a guy today. What do you like about doing that? How does it affect runners on base? Because what's the strategy there?
We started talking about it in August last year, putting in a whole new program this year. We have. It's all part of controlling the running games, running game portion. The pick today at third, the back picks at first, the throws to second, all the things, even cool, trying to get a guy. We're just going to be more active, more aggressive with it. Just trying to get outs unconventionally, ways that maybe we haven't tried them as often in the past. There are outs to be had, as evidenced by today. There's situations you can take advantage of. So we're looking forward to do more of that.
In terms of bullpen construction, how important is it to have somebody who can fill that long relief role? You know, Wade LeBlanc was pretty strong for you guys at times last year. Just have somebody who can bridge that gap between the starter and the back end of the bullpen.
Every man out there works in a chain to get the ball to Rivero when we're ahead. When we're not, they work to keep the other three guys, the leverage guys, out of the game. So they're all connected. You need some length. You need a guy that can go that time. There's going to be days that things happen that your starter's not going to give you the innings you're looking for out of the gate, and that's an opportunity for that guy to come in and pick it up. That's why we've always had multiple guys be able to do it. We're going to have two again this year. We've already spoken to Brault. We've spoken to Glass. Now they'll both start the season and work out of the bullpen in those roles.
Corey isn't necessarily the kind of prototypical leadoff hitter, but he has a lot of experience there and he's had a lot of success there. What do you sort of see from him, and do you see him sort of fitting potentially into that slot?
He's hit there a lot. So I think prototypically we can kick that to the curb because Rizzo let off. I mean, the game is different situations and different roles are being created with the game every year. Dickerson can lead off. He's got usable speed. He's got more than gap power. He's got a good at bat in him. He sees pitches. So he's got a lot of components you're looking for, and he's done it. So there's experience there as well. That's part of the package that he very well could end up there some days.
When you're looking at constructing a lineup, how challenging, or I guess how much of a concern is it for you splitting up those left-handers that you have?
It would be a concern pretty much anyway, unless you just want to bull rush a right-hander and stack them all up like some teams have done against us in the past. And we've never had enough to do it. We have enough now to do it. So we'll look at it. There may be some days where we do it that way. We're looking for some type of consistency in the lineup. There's no doubt. When Frazier's in the lineup, he provides a different dynamic than when he's not. You know, your leadoff guy could be Frazier, could be Harrison. Dickerson, the guy, could go there if both of those guys are unavailable. Then I'm looking for some familiarity as we move down, whether it's Marte, Polanco, Bell, some combination. This Bell's going to be fourth. Where Marte, where Polanco fill in. Dickerson could fill in behind Bell for damage and for protection. You've got Cervelli. You've got Moran and you've got Mercer. The lineup's much longer than we've ever had in the past, and I believe it's got much more play in it, much more hitability and some more power.
Are you still considering what you want to do with the lineup?
I've got plans in place, and we're still having some conversation, but I think we have a real good idea what we want to do with the lineup. It's just trying to get these guys all in the game at the same time, which we're starting to do a little bit more of. We're going to start the season with a DH, which is a completely different game plan than the one we've mapped out, and then you're going to go back to National League rules. So there's a lot of different parts and places, but I think we have a pretty good idea what we want to do. And actually, whether they realize it or not, everybody's hitting the spot that they're going to hit in already this spring. They just haven't seen all probably 8 or 9 of the names together one time.
Talked to Trevor and Chad about those second and third starts in Detroit?
We have. We've talked to all the pitchers.
And do you know who's going to be starting?
Williams will pitch the second game. Cool will pitch the third game. Tyone will start the fourth game at home. So, yeah, we've talked to him.
Anything beyond that, or is that still TBA?
Musgrove's anticipated to pitch in the Cincinnati series.
Okay.